State lawmakers want stricter oversight of private colleges after Mount Ida College in Newton closed unexpectedly last year. Newly proposed guidelines could make schools prove their financial stability and penalize colleges that choose not to comply. School officials say the regulations will make things worse for small colleges. Hampshire College in Amherst has chosen not to admit a new class this fall and hopes to merge with another institution to avoid closing its doors. Hampshire's president, Miriam Nelson, joins us now to talk about the future of her school and others like it. President, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the former school president, Jonathan Lash, told you, as I understand, that the school was facing enrollment problems just after you took the job in April of last year. Have you been preparing for this possibility since then?
Yes, the former president, Jonathan Lash, did call me and let me know, in fact, that we had not met our target numbers for enrollment, and that was on the heels of two other years of lower enrollment. And so I knew at that point in time, even though I didn't start until July, I knew in May that my timeline was going to be condensed, so I got to work on that very quickly.
Did you feel like you had enough warning from President Lash about the school's troubles?
I'm very, very aware of the disruption that's happening for small colleges that are underendowed. And so even before that time, when he called me, I went into this with my eyes wide open.
Well, let's talk about the financial stress test. It came up as a way to stop abrupt school closures like what happened at Mount Ida College. Is it a good plan, or do you think perhaps it goes too far?
I'd really rather not comment on the plan because it's very much in the works. I do feel it's really, really important for students who are about to make perhaps one of the most important decisions in their lives, that there is full information for these students and that, you know, if a college is going to be taking students, that they have the confidence that they can teach those students for the 4 years or beyond that those students are at that college.
Hampshire College just got a new 10-year stamp of approval from the New England Commission of Higher Education despite financial concerns. I'm wondering, do you think did the commission miss something?
They did not miss something, and we're in very close contact with the commission. We provided very important details for how we were going to be financially stable. Unfortunately, what happened following our reaccreditation is that our enrollment has continued to decline. So that's what we're doing right now, is really looking at how do we pivot and how do we make sure that we maintain this educational model as we look to find a partner.
Critics look at the commission decision and wonder if you could have taken more time before you made your decision to not admit a class this fall. What do you say to that?
We would have loved to have had more time, as you can imagine, but right now we don't have the confidence that we can teach the incoming class for 4 years. So, you know, as we look for a strategic partner, we expect us to look different within the next 2 years. So it's just, this seemed like the absolute right time for us to be making that decision.
Could your decision have ripple effects down the road, like making students doubt whether they should apply to Hampshire College in the future?
That's what we're working hard and what I'm fighting for with this whole community here, this amazing community out at Hampshire, is that we will come out stronger, but we're going to have an unsettling year and a half to get there. So I hope we can really build that confidence back with people. And I think with a good, sound partner, we should be able to do that.
You've said you hope to preserve Hampshire's vision for education, but many faculty members could lose their jobs in a merger. We hear that staff layoffs could happen as early as Friday. Is that what's coming up this Friday?
We were looking at faculty and staff layoffs regardless of whether we took in a new class or not because of our lower than target numbers. The first round of layoffs with staff could happen as early as Friday. We're not exactly sure of the date yet, but that's what we're working towards.
Fewer high school graduates are applying to college, as we know, making competition for incoming students more difficult for smaller institutions such as yours. With all these new financial measures, are small private colleges in trouble across the board?
I think some of it depends on what the endowments are. There are very large endowments for many of the small private colleges, and they then have what I would call a diversification of their funding sources because they have much higher endowments than we do. The schools that have low endowments are the ones that are the ones that have to be more innovative in thinking about the future.
Are you confident that Hampshire's unique mission survives all this turmoil?
I believe that our educational mission is more valuable now than it was the 48 years ago when we were founded. But these are really interesting times, and it's important that we really locate a partner who values that. That's what we're working on right now.
Miriam Nelson, president of Hampshire College in Amherst, thanks a lot for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.